大家好，欢迎各位今日来到我们的礼拜堂。好高兴今日我们早上能够同你们每一位能够参加这个受苦节的崇拜。Good morning everyone. Welcome to our church. We are so glad to see each one of you here and we gather for our Good Friday service. 好啦，未开始之前呢，我呢就有个温馨提示，就麻烦大家方便睇一睇啊，你哋个手机咧系有冇关上或者校到去静音吓嗱，大家可以 check 一 check。Before we begin, may I kindly remind everyone to switch off your cell phone or place them on silent mode, so that we will have an uninterrupted time of worship together。好啦。而家咧，我哋咧受苦节嘅崇拜正式开始。咁样咧，我咧就邀请大家一齐一阵间咧，同我哋一齐合唱唱诗，系诗歌第387首《奇妙十架》。Now to begin our Good Friday service, may I invite the congregation to join us in singing the hymn "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross"。歌词咧可以喺个诗歌里边，或者大家都可以喺个投影里边睇到。Lyrics will be projected on the screen。好，请大众起立。May everyone stand。唔该，司琴。好，请大家仍然站立。我哋而家请Pamela 姊妹出嚟替我哋今日嘅聚会领祷。Please remain standing. I would now like to invite Pamela to lead us in the opening prayer.
让 us bow our head and pray. 让我哋低头诚心祷告。我哋亲爱嘅天父。 我哋亲爱的天父，感谢你喺呢个受苦节带领我哋小群众嚟到你嘅面前，我哋去纪念主耶稣基督，同埋佢为我哋捐躯钉十字架。因为佢，我哋可以得到从黑暗里面嘅救赎。Our heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together in this special date to remember Jesus and his sacrifice on the cross, through which we are delivered and redeemed from the darkness. 在我们聚会开始的时候，求天父你都是预备我们的心，等我们可以好好地反思主耶稣祂为我们的受苦，亦都俾我哋唔系单系回顾喺昔日所发生嘅事情，而系令到我哋更加清楚明白，感受到主耶稣对我哋嘅大爱同埋嘅牺牲。佢嘅十字架带嚟我哋嘅希望同埋我哋新嘅生命。As we begin the service, let us prepare our heart to reflect on Jesus' suffering for us. May we not only remember the past, the date, and the history, but we truly experience his immersed love and sacrifice for us. His cross is a symbol which brings hopes and new life.我哋求圣灵带领我哋一阵间所有嘅敬拜，同埋以下分享信息嘅时间。求主开创我哋嘅心，等我哋能够可以大大咁样接纳主你嘅恩典，以致到我哋可以诚心系悔改。等我哋喺耶稣基督里面可以得到盼望、平安同埋喜乐。We pray that the Holy Spirit will guide us in the worship and the message that follows. Pray that you open our heart to receive your grace and draw us closer to you, so thatWe may sincerely confess our sin and repent, finding hope, peace, and joy in Him. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. 奉主名求，诚心所愿。
好，大家请就坐。Please be seated. 跟住落嚟咧，我哋咧就请我哋教会嘅 Esther 姊妹出嚟为我哋读经。今日嘅主题系使命完成，经文嘅节录咧，亦都写咗喺今日嘅秩序表上高嘅。So at this time, Esther will come forward to read a few passages of scripture related to today's message. Mission accomplished.
约翰福音十九章二十八至到三十节。这事以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为要使经上的话应验，就说：我渴了。有一个器皿盛满了醋，放在那里，他们就拿海蛹扎满了醋，绑在牛七草上，送到他口。耶稣尝了那醋，就说：成了。便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。The Gospel of John, chapter 19, verse 28 to 30. Later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, I'm thirsty. A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on the stalk of hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. 以赛亚书53:5，那知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。 Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. But he was pierced for our transgressions; he was crushed for our iniquity. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wound we are healed. 哥罗西书2:13-14。你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了，神赦免了你们一切过犯，便叫你们与基督一同活过来，又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们、有碍于我们的字句，把它撤去，钉在十字架上。 Colossians chapter 2 verse 13-14. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcisions of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having cancelled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. 罗马书8:1。如今那些在基督里的就不被定罪。Romans chapter 8, verse 1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
好，唔该晒 Esther. Thank you, Esther. 跟住落嚟咧，我哋咧就会合众唱两首诗歌。第一首咧就系奇妙恩典锁链片段。跟住落嚟第二首咧就系神嘅美善。In the next few moments, we will continue in worship through song. We'll be singing two songs, Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone, followed by Goodness of God. 让我们一阵间唱这两首诗的时候呢，我们呢纪念神美好的恩典，早早预备了祂独生子在2000多年前的今日，主耶稣基督是为我们舍身钉十字架，补血，洁除我哋嘅罪。As we sing, let us also remember God's amazing grace, how He sent His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to be crucified on the same day over 2,000 years ago through His sacrifice on the cross and the shedding of His blood, our sins are cleansed. 而家请大家一齐起立，同我哋一齐嘅诗歌。敬拜小组一起唱诗。May I invite everyone to stand and join the worship team as we praise God together.
Amazing grace.How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taughtMy heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've beenSet free, my God, my Savior has ransomed me. His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me, His word my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be, as long as life endures. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine, but God who called me here below will be forever mine, will be forever mine. You are forever mine.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me, and all my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after
it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Thank you, Lord. 愿一切荣耀归于神。
大家请坐。Please be seated.一齐唱诗咧，好美好噶！上帝咧喺唱诗嘅时间都俾我哋好平安。I believe God delights in seeing us worship Him through singing, fills our hearts with joy, especially when we express our gratitude for His goodness. 好。咁咧，當我哋而家仲有少少時間咧，我哋咧就準備我哋嘅心嚇、啊，我哋咧就希望咧，我哋有一個好，等我哋咧就準備嘅時候咧，我哋有個平靜嘅心，我哋咧亦都希望咧，上帝咧係透過 Edmund 兄弟今日嚇、啊，為我哋咧預備一個美好嘅受苦節嘅信息。So let us prepare our hearts to receive God's word, and then may we listen attentively as Edmund shares God's message with us this morning.
真爱的弟兄姊妹，真爱的朋友，今日好高兴见到大家来到。无论你是第一次来参加我们教会的聚会，或者你已经信主多年，你来到，我相信并不是偶然的。今日我们相聚一起，不是单单见面一件受苦悲哀的事，而是要听一个好消息，一个关于完成，一个关于盼望，一个关于新的开始的好消息。 Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, dear friends, it's so good to have you here today. Whether this is your first time in church, or you've been a believer for many years, you are here.Not by accident. Today we are not just remembering something sad or some about suffering. We are here to hear good news. A message about completion, about hope, and about a new beginning. 在我们人生里面，我们都成日有很多事情未做完的，未完成的。我们有很多的责任，有很多压力，很多未曾解决的问题。在今天我们会听到一个很完全不同的声音，不是我们做得未够好，或者不是我们要再努力做多一点，而是说 已经完成了，使命已经完成。 In life, many things feel unfinished, but tonight or today we hear a different voice. It's not enough, not try harder, but this, it is finished. Mission accomplished. 今天是受苦节，很多人会问为什么耶稣被钉在十字架的日子反而叫做 Good Friday？ 因为这一天看来是一个悲剧，好像一个结束，但是其实是一个新的开始，是一个好消息的开始。 Now today is called Good Friday, and many might ask, why is the day Jesus died called good? Because what looked like a tragedy, an ending, was actually a new beginning, the beginning of good news. Now, 如果这个是好消息，我们会想知道究竟谁是耶稣。耶稣不是一个普通的宗教的导师，他也不只是一个好人。我们基督徒相信他是神，是亲自来到我们中间，他是神的儿子，是三位一体真神的独生子。他来是要将我们带到去父神那处，建立一个真实的关系。如果用一句话讲，耶稣来是为了解决我们人生最深的一个问题。 Now you may ask, like, who is Jesus? Jesus is not just a religious teacher. He's not just a good person. We Christians believe he is God who came among us. He is the Son of God, the divine Son of the triune God. And he came to bring people back into a relationship with God the Father. Simply put it, Jesus came to solve the deepest problem in our lives. 如果我相信耶稣是神，那为什么他要钉在十字架上为我们而死呢？一定是有个特别的意义的。所以我们下一个问题要问，什么是十字架呢？ So if Jesus really is God, then his death on the cross must have a special meaning. So we need to ask the next question, what exactly is the cross? 十字架是什么？十字架是当时罗马政权一个极其残酷的刑罚来的，是用来钉死那些犯人，一些死囚。耶稣被钉在十字架上，不是因为他做了什么事，他本身是无罪的，而是他为了我们承担一切。他不是为了自己的罪而死，他是为了我们。这个就是使命完成的所付出的代价。So what is the cross? The cross was a brutal instrument of execution at the time of the Roman Empire. It was used to put criminals to death. Jesus was nailed to a cross. He was not dying for his own wrongdoing. He has not sinned. He was carrying our sin. He did not die for himself. He died for us. This is the cause of mission accomplished. 我们知道耶稣被钉上十字架，这个是一个早已预定的爱的计划。 So Jesus died on the cross for us. This is not by accident. This is a planned mission of love. So let us look at John chapter 19, verse 28 to 30. 但我们首先看看约翰福音第十九章二十八至到三十节，刚才读过，我只是简略再读一读。这时以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经完成了，就说：我渴了。耶稣说：成了。便低下头，将灵魂交付了。Now, I just read it in brief. Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said, I thirst. He said, it is finished, and gave up his spirit. 耶稣这里讲成了，不是一个偶然，也不是一个失控的悲剧。这个是一个使命，是一个计划，是出于心意的，是充满着爱的使命。耶稣不是被逼走上十字架，是他自己的选择。为什么呢？因为他见到我们最深的需要。 Now when Jesus said it is finished, this was not an accident. This was not a tragedy spiraling out of control. This was a mission, a planned, intentional, and full of love. Jesus was not forced on the cross. He chose it. The reason? Because he saw our deepest need. 我们人心里面，我们都找寻三样东西，在人生里面。第一，我们需要被接纳，我们需要被赦免，我们需要真正的爱。但我们很多时候用了我们自己的方法去寻找，我们会去表现来证明自己，我们用成功来到填补我们内心里面的空虚，我们用忙碌来到遮盖我们的焦虑。结果呢，当我们越努力的时候，心里就越累。At the core, every one of us is searching for three things. First, acceptance. Second, forgiveness. Third, real love. But we often look in the wrong places. We try to prove ourselves. We try to fill our emptiness with success and mask our anxiety with busyness. Now, the harder we try, the more we exhaust we become. 就好似大家都使用一啲 GPS 导航系统咁样。个导航系统嘅设计原本就系为我哋同神连结嘅，但我哋自己偏离咗呢个航道，最唔单止系做错事，而话我哋迷失咗，我哋唔能够靠住自己行快啲，或者更努力一啲，就可以翻去正轨嘅。我哋需要个设计者重新再设定你嘅坐标，带翻你翻屋企。Now think of an example like a GPS. Everyone uses it to guide your steps. We are designed for a relationship with God, but we often gone off route. Sin is not just breaking a rule; it's being lost. You can't just drive harder to get back on track. You need a designer to reset the coordinates and bring you back home. 所以今日我哋所讲使命完成，唔系一个历史，或者单系一个历史。是一个关于你生命息息相关的讯息。So today we say mission accomplished. It's not just about history. It's personal. 刚才我们读过一段经文， 里面提到，我知道，他知道，耶稣知道。所以意思即是说，他这件事不是意外来的，而耶稣一早清楚知道他所做的一切。Just now when we read the scripture, it said knowing. Knowing means he knew. This was intentional. He was fully aware. 里面有讲成了，不是说差不多，而是说完全地完成。The scripture also said, it is finished. It's not almost, but completely.accomplish. 最后他看到交付，交付的意思是他的生命不是被夺去的，而是他主动交出他的生命。 The scripture said he gave up his spirit. His life was not taken. He surrendered it willingly.所以这个是代表一个有目的、有计划的牺牲。So this shows a purposeful, planned sacrifice. 我以前呢，以为一个信仰呢，就是人去寻找神的。但读过这段经文，我开始明白，是神先来找寻我们。Now, I used to think that faith was about man or human searching God. But this passage showed me God came to reach us, first. 所以这是一个使命。那这个使命核心是什么呢？为什么耶稣要走上十字架呢？ No, since this is a mission,Then what is the core of this mission? Why did it have to go all the way to the cross? 我们都来读读刚才读过的以赛亚书第53章第5节。So let's review Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5 again. 要提到说，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。 So Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5 it said, But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed.其实这里就正解释了耶稣为什么要上十字架，为什么要死。因为人和神的关系出了问题。我们每个人如果诚实的话，都承认我们做错很多事的。我们有自私，有伤害，我们每个人内心都有黑暗的地方。这些很多都不是外在的问题，表面看不到的，而是这些问题会让我们和神是分隔了。我们知道罪的公价是死，所以耶稣死是一个代替，他承担了本来属于我们的一个后果。 Now if Jesus died for us, then we have to askWhy did Jesus have to die? The reason is something is broken between us and God, and we have all wrongs, selfishness, brokenness. If you are honest, you will admit that there are things that we fall short of the grace of God. And all this separates us from God.And from the scriptures, we learn that the wages of sin is death. Jesus' death becomes a substitution. He took what should have been ours. 这里经文所讲，刚才讲代替，他是为了我们的过犯受害， 耶稣是为了我的罪而承担。简单来说，应该是我们去担当的，他替我们去承担。所以十字架不是一个悲剧来的，它是一次可以说一个交换。 Now this word shows substitution. He or Jesus suffered for our wrongs. He carried our sin. What should have been ours, he took. So the cross is not just tragedy. It's an exchange. 或者大家去想象一下一个图画，你正在一个法庭里面，气氛很严肃，很安静的，很沉重。你的一生正在被检视，你每一个念头，你每一个行为，你每一个隐藏的部分，在你的内心深处里面，其实你知道个真相的，你并不是无辜的。法官见到你就说，判决已经很清楚，你是有罪的，而刑罚你都必须要承担。So let me paint a picture or story. Imagine that you are standing in a courtroom. The atmosphere is serious. It's quiet, heavy. Your life is being examined. Every thought, every action, every hidden part of you. And deep down, you already know the truth. You are not innocent. And the judge looks at you and says, the verdict is clear. You are guilty. And the penalty must be paid. 跟住落嚟，在判决即将宣告嗰一刻，有个人入到去法庭，佢呢个唔系陌生人嚟嘅，呢个系你认识嘅人。佢话：我愿意替代你，唔系减轻刑罚，唔系延迟执行，而系完全承担。Now there's a turning point. Just as the sentence is about to be declared, someone walks into the courtroom. It's not a stranger, someone who knows you.And he says, I will take your place. Not reduce the sentence, not delay it, take it completely. 跟着个法官就望着他，问他，你明不明这个代价？那个朋友就说，我明白。然后他走上前。Now the judge looks at your friend,And ask, did you understand the cost? And he says, yes. And he stepped forward. 这个十字架所发生的事呢，就是这样。耶稣不是以受害者的身份死去的，他是以代替你来站出来。他承担本来是应该你的罪，你的刑罚，你同神之间嘅隔绝，佢全部帮你承担晒。Actually, it's connected to the message today. It's what happened on the cross. Jesus did not die as a victim. He stepped in as your substitute. He took what should have been yours, your guilt, your consequence, your separation from God. He took it all.十字架不是一个象征那么简单，也不是只是历史的事件，是关乎你的生命。因为事实就是我们每个人都有些自己没办法解决的问题，我们内心的骄傲、恐惧、自私，我们都需要的不是我们自己怎样去改进，我们需要一个拯救。简单来说，十字架不是一个悲剧，而是一个交换。神主耶稣取替了你的位置，等你可以得到他的位置。Now the cross is not just a symbol, It's not just history. It is your story. Because the truth is, we all have things we cannot fix ourselves. Our pride, our fear, our selfishness, our regret. We don't just need improvement. We need rescue. So the cross is not just a tragedy. It's an exchange. He takes your place so you can take his. 所以耶稣在十字架为我们拯救我们而死，这个就是我们称之为使命完成。Jesus died on the cross to save us. This is why we call this mission accomplished. 咁如果耶稣为我哋承担呢啲一切，咁个结果系乜嘢咧？成了到底成咗啲乜嘢咧 ？If Jesus truly took everything upon himself for us, then what is the result? What exactly was finished when he said it is finished? 我哋睇翻哥罗西书第二章十三到十四节。同样我都是简述一下。内容就话神赦免咗我哋嘅过犯，涂抹了字句，把它删去，钉在十字架上。So let's read Colossians chapter 3 verse 13 to 14. So I'm going to summarize it in brief. It said, Jesus forgave all our sins, canceling the record of debt, nailing it to the cross. 这个结果是什么呢？当耶稣说成了，他不单止说完成了一件事，他带来三个生命的果效。三个生命果效。When Jesus said it is finished, he complete not just one thing, but three powerful results in our lives. 第一，罪被赦免。Forgiven. 你的过犯不再被记录。你神赦免了你一切的罪。意味着就是说我们不再被罪和我们的愧疚所捆绑。就好像你有件衫有个污迹，洗几个洗不干净。而神就给了一件新的衫给你。Forgiven. All your sins are forgiven.The guilt and shame no longer hold you captive. It's like a stain you cannot wash out. And someone like Jesus gives you completely new clothes. 第二是债被取消 ,cancelled. 就好像你欠一张很长的债，你没办法自己去偿还。但是神却这个人在里面 paid in full.就所有的罪债都完全被删除，不需要你分期付款去还的，是整个 account 整个账户都关闭了，不是减免，而是完全取消。 Secondly, it's cancelled. Your debt is cancelled. It's paid in full, like seeing a paid in full stamp on your account. Your debt is completely removed.It's not partially, but fully erased. It's not a payment plan. The account is closed. 第三是关系被恢复，就是你和神的关系被打开，一个新的生命就可以开始。这个是神的爱带来真正给到你一个的自由和恢复。就好像很多时候我们教子女，我时个仔女唔系好听话，你同个仔或者好难去沟通咁样。但系而家呢度沟通嘅门打开咗啦。It's like it's restored. The barrier between you and God is gone. A new life of freedom and relationship is now possible. It's like a father and child who stop talking, and now the door is open again.在当中或者我少少的经历或者自己的见证，我其实从小就在教会长大， 我听过好多嘅圣经故事，亦都最喜欢读嘅咧。我年轻嘅时候箴言，因为里边有好多教人做人处世嘅一啲嘅智慧。对我嚟讲，信仰一直都系一个嘅好嘅教导，教我哋点样成为一个更好嘅人。I actually grew up in church. I know many Bible stories. And one of my favorite books was the book of Proverbs because it's full of wisdom for life. To me, when I was young, faith was mainly about becoming a better person, being honest, truthful, selfless. So I tried very hard to be a good person. 当我慢慢长大，开始出嚟做嘢咧，我就认识咗好多唔同背景、唔同信仰嘅人。我发现一样嘢，好多人其实同我一样，甚至比我更加好。有啲人甚至冇宗教嘅信仰嘅，但系佢哋系良善嘅，好正直嘅。喺嗰时候，我心里边开始有个问题啦。如果大家都可以做好人，咁信耶稣有咩唔同呢？ But when I grew older and start working, I met many people from different backgrounds and beliefs, and I realized something surprising. Many of them were just as good as I am, or some of them even better than me. Even people with no religion could be kind, honest, and upright.And that made me question, what makes Christianity different? 那时我更加努力，我要求自己要表现得好一点，我以为这个就是一个答案。那时我越来越去认识多些，读多些圣经，我里面的问题好多时喺外表睇嚟系冇乜问题嘅，但系里面当我反省嘅时候，我都系知道自己好多隐藏着嘅一啲嘅自私啊、骄傲啊、自我中心啊，唔容易放低自己。我发觉我点努力，我哋都冇办法去改变，唔系容易改变嘅。So I tried even harder. I wanted to prove that Christians should be better. I pushed myself more. I focused on performance. I felt like performance was the answer. I began to see something deeper. As I read the Bible more, I realized that the problem inside me and outwardly,Everything looks fine, but inwardly there was pride, there was selfishness, self-centeredness, a need for control, and I could not remove this on my own. 嗰时我开始明白，圣经唔系只系一本教我哋变好嘅一本书嚟嘅，佢其实系讲紧一个救恩嘅计划。由旧约到新约都是讲这个救恩，也都是指向一个人，就是耶稣。神他是神的儿子，成为人来到我们中间，他来的时候不是只是教我们东西的，不是只是教师，他是来拯救。他告诉我们，救恩不是靠行为的，是靠信他的。This is when I began to realize the Bible is not a book, just a book about becoming better. It's a story of salvation. It's a plan of salvation, a rescue plan. From the Old Testament to the New Testament, everything points to a person who is Jesus. He is the Son of God who became human.Not just to teach, but to save. And he teaches us salvation is not based on works, not based on performance, but on faith in him. 那时我发现我一直努力成为一个更好的人，但是我从来是没有真正去认识这位主。我之间，我和主之间好像是有一个距离这样。而从中我是开始有一些的怀疑，有这个隔膜，有这个罪疚。直到我明白这个十字架的意义，耶稣已经完成了一切，他的死，他的复活不是一个宗教故事，是为我为你而做的。 Then I realized I had been trying to become a better person, but I didn't actually know God. There was a distance, a barrier of guilt and even doubt. But when I fully understood the meaning of the cross, that Jesus has already finished the work, his death, his resurrection, were not just religious ideas. They were for you. They were for me. 所以我不再需要靠自己来到证明自己的，我只需要去到他面前请求他的赦免。当时我记得约翰一书里面提到的，这段经文说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪。在那时候我诚恳祈求神的赦免，不需要有很多复杂的说话，只要真诚去到他那处。 I didn't need to prove myself anymore. I just need to come to him and receive his forgiveness. And I remember this verse from the first epistle of John. It said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and he will forgive our sins. 这个是一个的神的应许，我就藉着这个的信所以接受，向神祈求，神就赦免我的罪。 So based on faith on this, I just pray to God, ask for his forgiveness, and he is faithful and he forgive me, he forgive my sins. 之后当然有一个的改变，我稍后再会之后分享心态的改变。我不再需要怎样去证明自己够不够好，我不再受这些我们的错，我以前所犯的错捆绑。我开始在心里面有一种的平安，不是因为我变得完美，而因为我被接纳。 At the time I realized I no longer need to prove that I was good enough. I was no longer trapped by guilt. I experienced deeper inner peace. Not because I become perfect, but because I was accepted. 以前我所做的都是很多时出于压力、比较、责任、怕不够好。当我明白这一点之后，我开始从神被爱我出发。我读圣经不是说要找一些什么原则去遵守，而是说更去认识多些创造我的主。我祈祷不是单是求帮助，而是建立和神更密切的关系。我想改变，不是因为要证明自己， 而是回应神对我的爱。这个是开始由内到外的一种的改变。Now, before I live out of pressure, responsibility, comparison, and fear, now I live from being loved. When I read the Bible, I want to know more about God, not just to gain wisdom. I prayed, not just asking for help, but to build a relationship with God. I desire change, not to prove myself, but to respond to His love. It became an inside-out transformation. 所以这个不是一些宗教理论，而是你生命可以经历的一些改变。 This is not religious theory. This is a change you can experience in your own life. 所以再看罗马书第八章第一节， Let's read Romans chapter 8 verse 1. 如今那些在基督里的就不被定罪了。 Romans chapter 8 verse 1. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. 这个提到 no condemnation, 不被定罪。意思不是一个宗教术语，而是描述你神眼中一个新的身份。No condemnation is more than just a religious term. It describes your new identity in God. 有三方面。第一，你不再活在羞愧里面。不用因为你自己的缺点或者以前所犯的错而感到羞愧或自卑。这个不是说你已经变得完美，而是你不需要再被你的以前的错误去定义你的人生，你可以得到平安和尊严去面对自己。 First is no longer in shame. You don't have to feel ashamed of your flaws. You are accepted. You are accepted by God and can face yourself with peace. 第二，你不再靠表现来证明自己，你不需要再靠你工作的表现、学业的成就、收入多少、这些等等标准来证明你的价值。因为你真正的价值不是你做到多少东西，而是你是哪一个。在神里面你已经被接受，你已经被接纳。You no longer rely on your performance. Your worth is not measured by what you do or what you achieve or the amount of money in your bank account. You are valued because of who you are, not what you accomplished. 第三，你的生命是活在自由里面。你因为不再被定罪，你不会再受你的羞愧或者你的表现来绑住你，你可以活出真实的你自己。这个自由不是说讲一个随随便便的自由，而是说这个自由是神给到你有自由去爱、去选择、去建立关系，而不是因为恐惧、因为压力而去做这些事情。 Now you are now living in freedom.Free from guilt, shame, and the need to prove yourself. You can live authentically and make life choices out of love and purpose, not fear or pressure. 所以今天我们讲成了，耶稣说成了的意思是罪已经处理了，关系已经打开了，新的生命随即会开始。 So when Jesus said it is finished, he declared sin is dealt with, the way is opened, and new life is possible. 问题不是说他有没有完成，问题是你愿不愿意去领受。 So the question is not Did Jesus finish the work? Yes, he finished. Mission accomplished. The question is, will you receive it? 耶稣所成就嘅就好似一份礼物咁样，佢已经俾晒钱噶啦，预备好就摆喺你面前，你唔需要再或者特别付出啲咩嘢，你又唔需要证明自己配唔配，你只需要系好单纯咁样去领受。What Jesus did is like a gift, is fully paid by Him, fully prepared, right in front of you. You don't need to earn it.You don't need to prove yourself worthy of the gift. You simply receive it. So, 如果你今日是第一次来到我们当中，或者你有些地方不是太明白，但你不需要完全的明白，你都不需要先要变好自己，你只需要愿意有个开始，因为这个是圣灵的工作。圣灵就在你心里面现在动工的。If you are new, you don't need to understand everything. You don't need to fix everything. Just begin. The Holy Spirit has begun working in you. 如果你已经是信主多年的，就不要停在知道的层面。你要活出去，带出去。因为耶稣完成了他的使命，现在我们作为基督徒就要承接这个使命。If you already believe, don't stop at knowing. Live it out. Carry it. Because Jesus finished his mission, now we carry it forward. 使命完成了，不单是耶稣的话，亦都可能成为你人生的故事。 Mission accomplished. It's not just something Jesus said. It can become your life story. 愿神祝福的话语同埋祝福各位。 May God bless his word and bless everyone. Thank you.
好，多谢Edmund 兄弟的分享。 Thank you, Edmund.好，跟住落嚟咧，我哋咧就会唱赞美诗。唱完赞美诗之后咧，一阵间我哋会众咧，请你仍然站立。就到时咧 ，Joseph 兄弟咧就会为我哋今日嘅受苦节嘅崇拜咧作出结束嘅祷告。So at this time, may I invite everyone? We are going to sing doxology together. After doxology, please remain standing as Joseph Koh will lead us in the closing prayer. 好，请大家起立。 Please stand.
Let us pray. 慈悲的天父上帝，我们很感谢你给我们今天在这个受苦节的早上纪念主你昔日十字架上为我们所有人类成就的工作。 Father, we thank you this morning for gathering us this morning on Good Friday to remember what you did on the crossFor all of us, for our sins. 神啊，你今朝俾我哋从传道人所分享嘅，好清楚话俾我哋听，我哋有呢个永恒生命呢个嘅盼望，呢个嘅门路已经完全为我哋预备好，亦都系好清楚嘅，俾我哋明白到你喺十字架上。这个的死为我们人类所成就一切的工作。 Father, we heard very clearly this morning that what Jesus, by his sacrificial death on the cross, has accomplished for all of us. And we are very clear about the path to having the hope of salvation, the hope of eternal salvation, eternal hope. 神啊，俾我哋今日晏昼今朝再次嚟到思想头先传道人最后尾所提出一个嘅问题，就系、既然呢啲已经作出各方面嘅安排，工作已经系完成咗，但系都好在乎我哋自己每一个系愿唔愿意接受你俾我哋每一个嘅礼物。Father, we are very blessed to hear that everything has been provided, has been set up for us. But as the preacher, our brother Edmund, reminded us with these very important questions that we have to ask ourselves, are we willing to accept? 所以求主帮助我们，俾我哋只系需要嚟到神你嘅面前，有一个谦卑嘅心、诚恳嘅心，承认我哋嘅罪，求上帝由主耶稣嘅宽恕赦免，我哋就能够真正得到呢份礼物嘅益处。Father, whatever our circumstances, just come before you in humility.In earnesty, ask for your forgiveness. You will hear us, and only by this that we are willingly asking for your forgiveness will we enjoy the wonderful blessing and benefit of Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross. 亦都是传道人提醒我们，可能我们都已经有不少的人是认识了主耶稣天父都是一段的时间，今天我们也都是要问我们自己，我们和你的关系是怎样呢？我们还有没有珍惜上帝给到我们每一个的爱呢？ And for those of us who may have been Christian for many years, let us revisitand reflect on what is our relationship today with you. Do we still value and treasure the love that you have for us? 所以求主你帮助，俾我哋听到有咁勉励嘅教训，但亦都系在乎我哋每一个自己嘅选择，我哋要作出一个正面嘅回应。求神你继续在我们的心中工作，催促我们，帮助我们。 So let us continue to let the Spirit prompt us that we can truly respond positively to your calling so we can actually all enjoy the benefit of this wonderful gift that you have prepared for all of us. We pray all this in your nameAmen. 我们所有祈祷是奉托主耶稣的德胜名求，诚心所愿。
好，大家请坐。 Please be seated. 我介绍一下我自己，我是 Wilson， 我是今天的 MC。 这样呢，就有一些是兄弟姊妹呢可能是迟了少少来，所以呢我都再代表我们教会呢欢迎每一个今日咧特别抽出你嘅宝贵时间嚟到参加我哋今日早上受苦节嘅崇拜。咁样咧，我哋欢迎每一位嘅来临吓。So let me introduce myself. My name is Wilson. I'm the MC of this morning service. And on behalf of our church, I would like to thank all of you for joining our Good Friday service this morning, especially those who are here with us for the first time. Okay. 特别那些第一次来的，我们双重的欢迎你们。 咁我呢就讲一讲下我哋呢嚟緊今个星期日，今日星期五下嚟緊个星期日呢，我哋呢就係、是、复活节㗎。咁我哋呢就嗰日呢就会庆祝主耶稣嘅降生。咁我哋当然呢希望呢大家呢都係欢迎你哋可以再一次来临我哋嘅教会同我哋一起崇拜。咁我讲少少我哋平时崇拜嘅秩序呢，我哋呢就係、是、下就係嚟緊嘅星期日嘅上昼十点半。咁我哋平日星期日嘅聚会呢就係、是、早上嘅十点半开始。咁中文堂呢就会喺呢一度。咁样呢就我哋亦都有英文堂嘅。咁我英文堂呢同时喺十点半呢就会我哋一起喺呢度祈祷之后呢，我哋就会十一点呢就会喺楼下嘅副堂里面嘅。咁所以呢亦都欢迎大家可以嚟緊嘅星期日或者平时嘅星期日都係能够同我哋一起㗎。So, this coming Sunday, we will celebrate Easter, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So all of you are warmly invited to join us again. So for our regular Sunday service, we begin at 10:30 a.m. Cantonese service will be held here in the sanctuary, and the English service will take place downstairs in the fellowship hall. 好啦，咁样呢就讲一讲一阵间嘅安排吓。而家我哋完咗呢度呢，大概十至十五分钟，即係 about 十二点左右呢，我哋一阵间呢就会喺副堂嗰度呢，我哋就有个联谊午餐嘅。咁呢我哋就欢迎每一位吓，每一位都欢迎你哋留低，咁就可以同我哋係一齊聯誼一下嚇。So in about 10 to 15 minutes, we will begin, let's say 12 p.m. We will begin our fellowship lunch in the fellowship hall downstairs. Okay, so every one of you, you are welcome to stay and join us. So feel free to do so. 咁我哋食完午餐之後咧，我哋都有一個好簡短嘅活動。咁样呢大概三十零四十分钟。咁呢主要嗰个活动呢就係、是、会唱两首诗歌，同埋呢有一个互动嘅游戏 Kahoot。咁呢亦都係欢迎大家可以留低㗎。So after lunch, we will spend about 35-40 minutes together, enjoying, a couple worship songs and our signature, Kahoot interactive games. Okay.嗰啲去過聖誕聚餐嗰啲就會知道嘅。OK， 好啦，咁再一次多謝大家嘅參與，願上帝祝福你哋。So once again, thank you for being here. God bless you all.